Okay, today's daf is Krisis daf Yud Beis, and we are on Yud Aleph and Beis. We started yesterday the third parak of Maseches Krisis, parak Amru Lo, which talks a lot about many different types of chiyuvim that don't only have to do with Krisis, but have to do with chiyuv echadus in general, and we'll get into categorizations and distinctions between different types of isurim. Today's daf on Amru Beis, we'll get into Halam Echash, De Halamos, Bechdei Achilas Pras, and many of the esodos of defining various isurim. So, but yesterday we got into this through the discussion of chatas. So we know if somebody or two people, one or two, come over to a person and say, you're chayav a karbon. And he says, I'm not. He says, I am. He says, I don't know. That's the question that is dealt with in the Mishnah. We went through the, a couple of the permutations at the beginning of the shiur. So the Gemara, after having discussing the Yukimtas and what each part of the Mishnah is mashma in terms of hachasha and in terms of shtika, so the Gemara now goes into third to last line, what we're up to, wondering how do we know that if an Eid Echad says that I'm chayiv and I do not contradict that Eid Echad, so then I'm going to be chayiv a karbon. How do I know that? How do I know that's good? That's good enough for the recognition to be mechayev mi a karbon. After all, we always have the counter pressure of bringing chulin in lazara. If I'm not chayev a karbon, I'm bringing in the karbon, and you know then it's not correct. We know an eid echad is not mechayev mamon generally. It's mechayev shvua, and that's a big sugyo. The ne'emanus of an eid echad in mamonis, in isurim, in edus isha. Right, there's different areas where an eid echad has different levels of effectiveness. So here, regarding karbon, the person is quiet. So does that mean, if a person contradicts, then we'll see, he's not chayav a karbon, if it's only one aid. But if he's shoseg, let's say he doesn't know. When the Mishnah says shoseg, so we show him discuss. You know, does that mean that he agrees? Does that mean shtika kahoda'ah? And therefore it's really a combination between the eid echad and the person himself? Or what if the person really says, I have no idea, I don't remember. So he is not mitzuref at all. Is an eid echad good enough, strong enough to be mechayev a karbon? To bring a karbon which otherwise an eid echad might not be believed. So the Gemara asks, umida araisa minolan delo kamachish lei chayev. How do I know when he is not machishim, he is going to be chayev a karbon? So the Tanur Rabbanan, o hoda elav chataso velo sheyodi uhu achirim. So the pasuk in the beginning of a yikra that talks about the chiv of karbon says, if it was made known to him, hoda elav chataso is chadas velo sheyodi uhu achirim, excluding if it was told to him by others. Says the Gemara, Yochel afilu ein machishan. You might think that even if he's not machish, that any other type of external knowledge given to him is going to be excluded. Tamalomar, oho da'ilav, mekom makom. No, there's an inclusion. So there's an exclusion and there's an inclusion. So what's the case? So b'maya skinan, ilema, betrayin. If we're talking about two Edim, and that's the chiluk that the Brisa makes, that if he's not machish them, so then he's going to be chayiv. Trade me machishan kraboy. What if two Edim come and say you're chayiv a karbon, and doesn't contradict them? You need a pasuk to tell me that he's chayiv a karbon? Of course he's chayiv a karbon. That's two Edim, and he doesn't contradict. So ela la v'chad, we must be talking about a case where one aid. The Brisa is talking about one aid says you are chayiv a karbon, and the Brisa says, if you do not contradict, so then you are chayef. So elalav bechad v'ktadi kein machishan mehemin shmamina. So we see that is the case. But as I mentioned, there is a major machlokas rishonim. How do we understand this Gemara? How do we understand the Gemara? If you look at Tosfos says back in the first Tosfos of the perek, v'tzarech lomar demayri shoha isha meidin bo shosek. The Amar Eini Odeya Putter Kidanafka Bigamara Ahoda Elavachulu Umasik the Mari Peirecha Sheiri Yachol Lachayvo Karbon. So Tosfos seems to say that if he would say Eini Odeya and not just be quiet, then he would not be Chayvo Karbon. An Eid Echad per se cannot be Mechayv Makarbon. It's only with his Shtika. And we know from elsewhere the principle of Shtika Kahoda, being quiet is agreeing. Again, sometimes, you know, our children might, or grandchildren might use that against us. Well, right, you're not answering, so I must be right. Right? But sometimes we just don't want to answer. But in cases where there's a chiyuv being discussed, so that's the principle of the Gemara of shtika kahoda. Sometimes not arguing is enough of an idea of agree. Not arguing, and therefore, that is the halachic principle that comes up in various contexts. But that's what Tosa says. Tosa says it's the Eid Echad along with Shikah Koda that connects it. The Ron also says this in Kiddushin. If you look at Tosas in Yevamos, beginning of Ahisha Rabbah, we referred to it a little bit yesterday at the end of the shiur. Tosa says, beginning of Ahisha Rabbah, Daf Pechesim and Aleph, the Gemara there discusses how is it in terms of Eidus Isha. We know that there are a lot of there's a lot of flexibility in terms of who is believed for a woman to get remarried, to say Meis Baila, and Eid Echad is included in that. And Eid Echad is believed. So the Gemara says, on the top of Heches Manalef, that's where Shtigo Gadol is mentioned. My time of come, Chayvi Rabbanon, Ilei, Mimishum de Mehemin, Fatshrei Ba'alma, Avagav de Kamachesh, Lu, Inu Mehemni, Vakapadri Rabbanon, El Lav, Mishum de Ishtik, Shtigo Gadol Adamya. El Svarahi, and it's a Svara, and the Gemara goes into, but Tosfos there on the line of Shikah Oda, Tosfos says, Pirish, Kivan Deshasik, Nire Lo Emes, Viodeaksas, Sheyesh Raglayim Ladavar. What does Shikah Oda mean? It means that the person realizes that it's probably true. It's probably true, and he knows that it must be true, and he agrees to it. That's the case where the, let's say, in the context of Eidus Isha, the woman hears an Eid Echad, and that would jar her memory, and she would know that it's true. It's not that she has no idea, but trusting the Eid Echad. No. Yodei, dekivan deshasek, nire lo emes, viodeaksas, shish raglayim lodavar. Avaleka lamemar hoda mamish, yodea vadai shekenu. But Tosis is the other extreme. It's not that it's vadai, that he knows for sure. Kivashu shosek, dim kain, and he quotes, in another context of Kedusha, would we be motzi mamon on the basis of Shrika Koda? Stosa says, no, it's not a vadai, but it's, you know, it's nire. El vadai lav hoda amamish. It's not hoda amamish, but it is definitely something that contributes with the Eid Echad. Other Rishonim say no. Other Rishonim in Meseches Kedushin, on Daf Samachay, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, all of them say no. It's just per se the Eid Echad in certain contexts that would be able to be believed with Shtika Goda as long as you're not, you don't argue. Which again, gets to the root of the Ne'emanis in general of Eid Echad. Eid Echad is Kam L'Shvua on a Daraisa level. We know one of the three Shvuos Daraisa, the Shvuos Eid Echad, Shvuos Boda B'Mixas, Shvuos HaShomrim. So Shvuos Eid Echad is a Din Daraisa. So the Eid Echad is effective on a Daraisa level, just not for Mamanis. So how do we look at that in context that is not Mamanis and that is not Shvua? And that's one of these contexts also. We know Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisurin. And that, how do we understand that Nemanis? That's the discussion of the beginning of Maseches Gittin. Rashi and Tosfos, what the source is for Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurin. Is it from the Isha Nida, V'Safra La La'atzma? Is it based on a Svara? Rashi seems to say it's a Svara. It's a fascinating discussion. Rashi on Daf Beis, on the Beis in Maseches Gittin, as well in Chulin, I think on Daf Yud or so, Rashi says, Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurin, Rashi does not quote a Pasuk. Shaharei Ha'amina Torah, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mi'Yisrael. The Torah believes everybody. The Torah believes everyone on areas that Rashi doesn't quote the word biyado here, but Rashi believes in certain areas. Elsewhere, Rashi adds in, it's impossible otherwise. Well, you'll never be able to trust anybody. What if anybody did shechita for you? You'll have to see the shechita. You'll never be able to believe somebody. So there are different svaras given in different formulations of the Rashi. Tosfos says no. Tosfos says it's a pasuk. Tosfos says v'safrala. Tosfos here in Gin on Daf Beis Amid Beis. V'yesh lomar yalfina minida. The Dashidim Perak Amadir v'safrala la'atzma. Tosfos says then it should even apply if it's chasik isura. Okay, that's Tosfos in Maseches Gittin. What's the Nekudas of Machlokas? Why Rashi is not comfortable with that the pasuk? Maybe because he doesn't think Nida is a general Isser. Maybe Rashi puts it in the world of Arayos, so therefore it wouldn't be a good Raya for a general Isserim. Again, a big topic, not for now. Okay. Right, we're going to get to that in a couple of minutes about Eidah Meis Masa Russia. We'll get to that soon. Okay. Says the Gemara, second line now. Amar Rabbi Meir. So we get back to the Machlokas in the Mishnah, where Edim, even two Edim say I'm Chayv a Karban, and I say I'm not Chayv a Karban. So Rabbi Meir says, maybe what we would have thought, of course the Edom could kill a person. So Edom can't be b'chayvim a carbon, of course they can be b'chayvim a carbon. That's Rabbi Meir's kal v'chomer. And the Chachamim say back, no. Amru lo, the Chachamim say, im yirtze lomar mezra yisi pater. If the person would say, you're right, the two Edom say, you ate chalev. I did eat chalev, but I did it on purpose. So in that case, he wouldn't be chayv a carbon. So too, if he says, I didn't eat, he would be he is not chayv a carbon. That's the machlokas. Rabbi Meir the Chachamim in the Mishnah. There's a question some of the Achronim may ask, Rabbi Chanan and others. According to Rabbi Meir, the Meir says, of course he's chayv a carbon. If he knows deep down he's not chayv a carbon, so we're forcing him to bring chulin bazara. That's pretty amazing. We're forcing him to bring chulin bazara. That's one way to ask the question. Or the other way is, remember the Mishnah is in Arachin, Daf Chafalf or so, where the Gemara says that we don't force for Chatas and Asham because we know if a person did it, he'll bring it himself. We're not mamashkinin. We're mashkinin on Karbanot that he doesn't have to bring. But people are very medactic when it comes to Kapara. And therefore we wouldn't force. So there's no Kfiyah. So why here would there be Kfiyah? And would we not be worried about bringing Havas Chulin Bazar? So Bachanan of the Kovas Aretz asked this question, how can we force to bring a carbon? There's no kfiyah on Tshuva. He discusses, so Rabbi Chanan says that it could be the Chisaron here, let me just find the line, Echichol Mekuvel Havi Carbon, by the way, he just asked a third way that I didn't formulate it. Doesn't a carbon only work with Tshuva? Right, hello? So don't you need tshuva when you bring a carbon? The kasa and the Rabbi Chanan says muchach mizeh shebeemes leikara carbon ein kantsnai shetzorach tshuva. Rakim yodea shechata ve'eno shav harizeh bechal zerach rishrem toeva. Aval kan she'eno shav shesover shalom lochata ein chisaron bekarbano. Fascinating suggestion. When do you need tshuva if you know you sinned? If I didn't know I sinned, then there's no chisaron of my not doing tshuva. I'll bring the carbon. And, okay, whatever it's supposed to be, it's supposed to be. I don't think I need to do this. But the Edom said it. The Torah says I have to listen to the Edom. But that's the Ha'ara of Rabbi Chanan. So Yibay Elohu, ask the Gemara. So my time at the Rabbanan, what is the reason for the Rabbanan who argue under Rabbi Meir, the Rabbanan who say that one does not bring a carbon in this case? It's pretty unusual because the Mishnah quotes a reason. So why is the Gemara quoting a question of what the reason is for the Rabbanan? So the Shidmu Kubetzes here says in Os Mem Gimel, it's in the back of the Shmatos, the Brisa we're going to quote has a different reason. So the Gemara is really asking, what's the Ikar reason? The Mishnah quoted one reason of Ma'am Yisrael Omer Meizah. You see, the Brisa is going to quote another reason. That's what the Gemara asks. What's the root reason? What's the real reason of the Rabbanan? So let's read it. So my time at the Rabbanan, Mishum de'adam ne'eman al atzmo yosir mimea ish. Is it because a person has believed about himself more than 100 men? What does that mean? A person has always believed about things having to do with himself? So we have that principle. We have the principle of Shavi and Afshei Chaticha Disura. We have the principle of Hodas Baldin Kimei Edim Dami. We sometimes have ideas of believability about oneself. But what does Rashi say here? This is not a general principle. Bidvarim Sheyesh Bohem Kapara Lo Mimna La Asuye Chatas L'Skaper Neged Kono. Rashi says, people are very careful when it comes to getting atonement. They don't want Chiyuvim to God on their head. And therefore, lomimni lasuye chatos chaber neged kono. They don't want to go into Yom Kippur with it. They don't want to get it. They want to make sure they have the clean slate. They want to make sure. So is that why people are believed? Adam neman lasva yuzumei ish. That's part of why this more neman is possibly for somebody who's on his deathbed. We say a person will not be mishata, joke around on their deathbed because it has to do with it's kapara time. So the Gemara says, Mishum da'ad, so the Rabbanon are believed because the person is Neman al-Atzmo. So even if two of them say, I ate Chalef, if I say I didn't eat Chalef, I would not have to bring a Karban when it comes to Kapara issues. O Dilma, no. Or do we say, it's like what it says in our Mishnah. O Dilma, Mishum da'amrinan, Migu di'boy, Amar mezera yisi pater. Since if he would have said to the Edim, if he wouldn't have contradicted the Edim, he didn't have to contradict the Edim. There's another way that he could have gotten out of it. Edom say, you ate chalev? He says, I did eat chalev, you're right, but I did it on purpose. So that would have gotten out of his chiyuv. So just like he could have said that, siyamar inami lo achalti mehemin upater. So even if he says, I didn't eat, he is believed and he is pater. So what exactly does that mean? So the word the Gemara uses in our gear says migu. So is this, sometimes the word migu means since, but we know the halachic principle of migu. Is that what's functioning here? Or is it just saying migu, not really migu in the lumdus sense? So that's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here. Rashi says this is migu. This is the principle of migu. Meaning, if I could have said a better claim and I didn't, so we believe him with the worst claim, because he could have said a better claim. That's the principle of migu, a huge topic. Rashi says on top, im haya rotzel shaker, yachalomar mezer ha'isi. He could have said that. Umasha amarti lo achalti, ani lo achalti shogi lemezer. Then the second line of Rashi gets a little bit different than the first line of Rashi. The first line of Rashi says, he could have lied. He could have lied. So that's the general principle of migu. If he could have said a better claim, and the lumdus about migu, is migu just that, is it what we call anan sahadi, the way the Achronim say it? It's clear that he's telling the truth, because if he would have lied, he wanted to lie, he could have said a better claim. Or is it what Rabbi Chanan and other Achronim call koachataina? Koachataina meaning, you could have said a different claim, you said a worse claim, but we give you the power as if you said the better claim. That's the magical principle of migu. Two ways to understand. But is that what's going on here or not? Tosfos says, this is not migu. We'll get back to Tosfos in a second. But just those two ideas of migu, just one nafkamina between those two. There's many different nafkaminas. But just one nafkamina, which I always found amazing. This nafkamina between those two principles of koachataina and Anan Sadi, the Mishnah Malach quotes the Machlokas Rishonim in the beginning of Hilchas Yivam Paragimel, where the Mishnah Malach says, the case there is about Ne'emanus of a father. A person says, this is my son. A person says, this is my son, he doesn't want his wife to be a Zakuka Le'yivam. Homer Zebini, Oshamar Yesh Libanim, Harez a Ne'eman. And if he dies, his wife does not have to do Yivam or Chalitza. Fine. What says the Mishnah Malach right here, he quotes the Machlokas Rishonim. Yesh Lehistapik. Yeshla's topic. If you look at the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Rishonim in Kiddushin, why is a person believed to say, this is my son, or I have children? Because there's an easier way for him to get out of his wife falling to Yibam. He could just divorce his wife. If he divorces his wife, then she also wouldn't have to do Yibam when he dies. So he's also believed to say, I have children, or I have a son, so there's no Yibam. Ask the Rishonim. Let's say the man says, I have children, and then he dies. So this woman doesn't have to do Yibam, because the man said that he has children. Is she allowed to marry a Kohen? She's allowed to marry a Kohen, why not? She's an Almana, her husband died. But the only reason that she doesn't have to do Yibam, and we gave Ne'emanus to the husband, is because he could have divorced her. He could have divorced her. So because the Ne'emanus, because if he could have divorced her, would you say that his Ne'emanus is limited to that, and therefore she wouldn't be able to marry a Kohen? That would be unbelievable. So we would say, of course not. But there's a shita out there that says it. Says the Mishnah Melech, Yesh Liz Topic, Yishayu LeKohen, Kivan Dene Amanuso, Humisham Divay, Megari Shleim, Kein LeKohen Asira. So he quotes from the Shulte Giborim, Matsasi Bagos Harif, Mori Zakeni Arav Kosav She'enu Nema Latira Eloli Yisrael She'ochal Latira Lo Begito Aval Lo LeKohen She'enu Yochal Latira Lo Begito. Unbelievable. So Shulte Giborim quotes his Deya, and the Ramban argues. Ramban says, of course not. Ramban says, she can marry anybody. She's an Almana. So what's the Svara for that Shulte Giborim? Right? You have to say that it's because of this Kochataina idea, because the whole Ne'emanus is based on the other claim. It's Kilu, you said the other claim. And when you give you, even here, the limitations of that claim, and therefore she wouldn't be able to marry a Kohen. But either way, those are two views within Migu. Then you have also the question of the Achronim, the Ili Mimechit asked this question. And others, once a person knows about the principle of Migu, so maybe he'll dafka say the worst claim in order to get the Ne'emanus of the better claim. So we're not such Dalakav Schus that there are Lamdunim out there that'll use that. Even though it's true, but again, this is the system. This is the system, and it's up to the Dayanim to figure it out. Okay, but either way, this is all Rashi. Rashi says we're actually using Migu here, because he could have said a better claim of Mezida, you see? So therefore, and he would have been Pater anyway, which is, why is it a better claim? Because it's not contradicting the witnesses. They'll say, you're right, I did eat chelet, but I did it on purpose. So therefore, he's believed to say the worst claim, to say, I didn't eat chelet. Tosfos has two questions on Rashi. Tosfos says, number one, this is what we call amigu b'makom edim. And we know from elsewhere, amigu b'makom edim is not powerful. Right? What's his amigu? What's he saying? I didn't eat. And they say he did eat. So we don't trust that migu. Mashvel from Riata, she neman mitamig, she neman mitamigu. She acholomar mezra yisi v'kasha shari migu makam edemi. She is edem sha'achal v'huo me'lo achalti. Number one problem. Number two problem is what was just mentioned, and that is v'su ein zemigu lo mashvi inish nafshe rishia. Right, the principle of ein adam mesa masmal rasha. A person generally is not believed to self-incriminate themselves. Here, his worst claim would have been saying, yeah, I ate chelet b'mezid. He's allowed to do that. We wouldn't believe him. So therefore, for both those reasons, Tosfos does not like to say that this is actual migu, and therefore Tosfos says, this just means that we reinterpret what he said. When he says, I didn't eat, it doesn't mean that he didn't eat at all. What he really meant to say was that he didn't eat a pishogi, but he ate a b'mezen. Not because of migu. But we're saying this must be what he meant to say. And that's what it means. We interpret his words in that way. Rashi, interestingly, says that in the very next line. That's what we just pointed out. Rashi has two lines. The first line sounds like regular migu. The second line, Rashi says, so if you read the first line, then nobody says migu here. Nobody says migu. Interesting, Tosfos here does not quote Rashi. So maybe this is all within Rashi. Tosfos says, it's Masha from the Gemara. It sounds like migu. It can't be. So therefore, maybe this is how Tosfos is interpreting. Maybe this is not a Rashi too. Maybe it's not a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Maybe this is what Rashi means too. I was just separating the first line, but if you read the first line in light of the second line, so then it wouldn't have a machlokas here at all. The Tosfos Yishanim here, the other Rishonim discussed, like, how do we get out of these? So if you say it's really Miku, let's say Rashi. Tosfos Yishanim here says, maybe it's not Mamish Miku B'makam Edim. Because if he would say that he's not chayev because of Bezid, or we interpret his words that way, it's not totally being contradicted by the Eden. The Eden don't give all of the details. The Tosfos Yishanim says, Klomar, lo dami la Eden ha-me'idim al-amisa, shekein gamru advarim she'isru bo va'avar v'hizid. Avalhani ein gomrim edusan, shelo yaduim shogeg haya. They don't give all the information. So maybe this wouldn't mamish be a case of migu b'makam Eden. Or, the other discussion, what about Einam Eitz Masal Rasha? So that is a huge topic, Maseches Sanhedrin, and elsewhere, Bava Metzia. And there are many limitations the Rishonim give on Einam Eitz Masal Rasha. Tosfos says, in a few places, that wouldn't be a problem if he's trying to do tshuva. If somebody's trying to do tshuva, then maybe Eitz Masal Rasha. We would allow it. Right? That's what Tosfos says here, towards the bottom, to the second half of Tosfos. Mishum de ein adam meisa masva shahainu li pasel nafshe lo mehemen. A person is not believed to pasel himself la'edus because of ein adam meisa masva rasha. Aval yamar meizer achalti chela mehemen. He would be believed. Why? De amer miskaven latova. Shina rotza lavi chulin lazara. He doesn't want to do another aveira. He doesn't want to bring chulin bazara. That's a big limitation. Ein adam meisa masva rasha does not apply when somebody is trying to do tshuva. And there are other limitations that are shown him as well. If he was trying to exonerate himself, but then it just came out that by the end of the case, it ended up that he convicted himself. So then maybe we would also say Mitzvah Masal Rasha, because that's not what he was trying to do. It just came out that way that now the evidence points against him. Maybe there also we would allow Mitzvah Masal Rasha. Maybe we would allow it in cases of Dine Mamanis, right? If somebody says, I stole, I owe him money, well, we wouldn't trust him there. He can't be chayv kefel. Moed b'knas is not chayv kefel. So sometimes we would trust. That's also related to tshuva. That also relates to, other limitations. Remember, the Rambam has the line of Eidam HaDemei Spatz of Russia. We can't give a person malchus or misa based on his own testimony. Because maybe a person is just a masochist and he wants to be pained, and our body is not our own. Remember that Rambam and the Radvaz and Hilchas Sanhedrin? That's also. But this time, maybe just to mention two tshuvas. It's a big discussion in the poskim, in the tshuvas farm. Start with the Nod Bihuda. Nod Chassam Sofa. Nod Bihuda. Again, they're very serious shilas. Nod Bihuda has the following case. What happens? There was a case of Yibum and Chalitza. So Chalitza was done, and a person did Chalitza, and it seems to be that he was, this is Tavkuf Mem Ches, 1788, and says the, before the Chalitza, he did Chalitza with his right foot, like he's supposed to do. And after his Chalitza, a few months later, or a year later, got engaged to someone else, he comes and says, by the way, I didn't do Chalitza properly. And like, what are you talking about? He says, no, I'm really a lefty. I tricked you. Bemis who eat their haregel. I didn't tell you, you know what, because there was a whole sichsuch at the time about the money. I thought she was taking all the money. So I was pretty upset. That's why I did a whole fake. And, you know, v'hu yadak she'adinu she'ayem yavim cholkim nefse yameis, v'cha'asa gam hu ba'arma, she was tricking me, I wanted to trick her. So the chalitza was wrong. And she can't get remarried. So, do we trust him? He's admitting that he did something wrong. He's admitting that he faked out the Bezdin. So, hinei, im hayinu ma'aminim lo, says the Nod Bihuda, this is, by the way, Evan Ezer Tinyana Kuf Nun Vav. If we would trust him, then basically we're going to call into question every chalitza that's ever been done. Maybe the guy lied. Maybe the Yavam was lying. And she'd also need chalitza from the others. From Gufa Davar Hura. He'll go train himself to be a lefty with his foot, and he'll mess her up. And he goes through the whole tshuva, but part of the tshuva is Eidan the Mesa Masal Rasha. Is he allowed to do this? He's admitting that he did something wrong. And therefore, is that a reason just to throw the whole thing out and say that, you know, would it be? So the Nod Bihuda himself says, I don't think that's enough, because that's limited to Psul Edus. That's limited maybe to Chiyav Malkus and Chiyav Misa to oneself. But here, maybe not. Maybe you would say. So he goes through a couple of aspects where he is tries to be Makel. That's one. Then we also have the Chassam Sofer. Beginning of the Tshuvas, Yaradeya, Simen Dalet, fourth Tshuva in the Chassam Sofer. A Shochet is on his deathbed. And he starts being misvada about all of his averis. I did this wrong and that wrong and that wrong. And one of the averis he says is, I didn't always check my knife properly, and the meat that I did was not always shechted properly, v'chulu. So there too, it's on his deathbed. A person's not going to lie. But he's admitting that he did an avera. Do I have to throw out all the meat in my freezer that I got from the shochet? He's admitting. Ubisvaduso gilach ha'ta'av she'binu rav bal aramis. But under the pressure of getting the animals out, because people want animals, and also it seems like he got more money from the sheiros than the treifas, which is a terrible system. So then, you know, he said, I had a rush. So what do you do? So he says, well, maybe look at the Chavos Yoyer, which is a third tshuva, the earlier. Chavos Yoyer was a couple years earlier, a backrack. He quotes that if a woman who is very ill at the end of her life says she was Mizana, and then she got healthy again. So that she had to get divorced from her husband. She says she was Mizana, Eshez Eshezinsa. Vishum Nisrapes V'chazer Laburya. Do we say maybe, what does the Gemara say at the end of Nedarim? Maybe Nasna Ina Ba'acher. If a woman comes to bed and says I was Mizana, we don't trust her. Because maybe she just wants to marry somebody else. But here she was on her deathbed. So do we trust her there? V'hu Adinim Haya HaBoel Omer Ken Al Derech Vidi. Haya Invite Namalos Rabayla. Right, so what about here? So do we say that? And then he quotes, Lachar Nirali Raya Brura, Deidecha Neman Al Yad, Al Yidei Vidui, Lasim Asma Rasha, maybe Enad and Enad Asma Rasha doesn't apply, but Derech Vidui, like the Rishonim say. If you're trying to do tshuva, again, a very important and Lamaisa tshuva, you know, you have to figure out exactly, we're not going to get into what the halacha is, but that's Yeradeya, Simin Dalin. But that's a big sugya lamaisa. Let's continue where we're up to. Says the Gemara now. So we have a question. We just asked a question today. So what's the reason for the Rabbanan? Why did the Rabbanan say that your putter from the carbon? Is it because of his person believed about himself, or is it based on migu? So we'll go with the pshat of Rashi of the first line. Umay nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? Lemifsha minei l'tumah. Right, would you apply this to a case of tumah where there would not be a migu? What's the case of tumah? We'll see in a second. Tosas quotes, there are other nafkaminas, right? What if he says, beferish, I didn't eat either shogi or mason? That's also nafkamina. We can't reinterpret his words there. That'll be another nafkamina. But either way, let's do the one in the Gemara. Lemifsha minei l'tumah. Di amrat. If you say a person is believed about himself, then it wouldn't make a difference if loshna tuma chadasha loshna tuma yeshana, old or new tuma. What's old tuma? What's new tuma? What's the case? Tuma is somebody ate them, come and say you were tame and went into the base of Megdash. You were tame and ate karbanis, right? So you're chayev a karban there. Olav Yorid, right? You're not chayav, it's one of the chatos, Olav Yorid, not a chatos. But Adam say, you were tame. So he says, I was not tame. So what does that mean? So, I was not tame. Could we reinterpret those words to say what he really means was, I was tame, but I really went to the mikveh and I'm able to eat karbanas today. Meaning they saw him become tame yesterday and he ate karbanas today. So when he says, well, no, I'm not tame, he could have said, I became tame and I had hair of Shemesh and now I'm Tahar. That's Tuma Yeshana, yesterday's. Tuma Chadasha means today's. There's no migu when it comes to today's Tuma. So that's a nafkamina. If a person is believed about himself, he would be believed. If it's based on a migu, or even if it's the migu reinterpreting his words, it wouldn't work by tuma chadasha. So if you say it's a person about a person al atzmo, so losha tuma yish chadasha, losha tuma yishana, vi amr tamay al darabana, mishum damar migu, ki patu darabana, mitum yishana, then tuma yishana would work. Ava mituma chadasha, mechayef. The Gemara explains, my taima, tuma yishana, migu, di bay amr tavalti patur, since he could have said, I went to the mikvah. If he says lonis meiti, he's also pater. Either because of the migu or because we could interpret his words that way. So digal meimar, this sounds like interpreting his words. Digal meimar, my lonis meiti, the kamar lo amati betumasi ella tavalti. Aval tuma chadasha mechayev. My taima, tchiyamer nami tavalti mechayev. Damer leidem hashda nitmes. So what do you say? So tashma. So my. What's the halacha? So let's see. Tashma amar lo eid echa nitmes. For who omer lo nitmesi pater. One eidechad says you became tummy, he says, no, you're pater. Yochol afilu shnayim, you might think even if two eidim say, amir meir kal vachomer, meviu shnayim lo dimisa chamer lo yavilu di karbon akal. Same machlokas that our Gemara had about chelev, this brisa has about tuma. Vachacham omrim on the neman al atzmo, yosim mea ish. So what does the brisa say? Shvami na tamayal darabonim shindami on the neman al atzmo, yosim mea ish. So the Brisa says, the favors that reason, right, different than the Mishnah. So isn't that the reason? So the Brisa says, Amar b'yami lo, no li olam, time of the Rabbanim Mishnah, Amar b'yami migu. The reason is because of the migu, right? V'hachik tani, mitoch shimrotz alomar lo amati b'tumasi potter. Since you could interpret his words as, I didn't become tame means, I'm not still tame, therefore he's believed about himself. Meaning it's not just believed. Potter, kilka, chadam ne'am alas, v'yazam ya'ish. So the Gemara says, okay, yachi hanu chelev. So it sounds like the same machlokas then. So what do you need the machlokas about chelev in our Mishnah and the machlokas about tuma in the Brisa? What's the difference? We do have different categories of halacha. This is both about chayev a karban, but the Gemara is asking, isn't there a difference between the two? Right? We know one starts off as the world of kudshim, maybe. Maybe that could be a difference. We don't always learn kachim to chulin, chulin to kachim, right? We've had chilukim, even based on, you know, the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. Bein din l'dim, bein nega l'nega, right? Bein dam l'dam, bein din l'dim, bein nega l'nega, the Vilna Gaon and the Deres Eliyahu on the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. And the Gra talks about there are three areas of halacha. It's a fascinating line in the Gra. The Gra says, every question you ever ask will get one of six words as your answer. Every halacha question has one of six words as your answer. Mutter, Aser, Tamei Tahar, Chayef Pater. Because there are three worlds. There's Isser V'Heter, the Tumah V'Tahara, the Zini Mamanis. That's Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Nibbe, Neg L'Nega. Sometimes the Gemara will say, Mamanu Mi'Isser Olo Yafinan. Mamanu Mi'Kras Olo Yafinan. Right? Different areas of Halacha. So here, it's both within the world of Karbanah, so both within the world of Isurim. But the Gemara still wants to know that there is a difference a little bit within the category. So why do we need both? Why do we need one machlokas by chaylev and one by tuma? So the Gemara says, ma'od tema, you might have said, we add in the word lo achalti chaylev, kamataris dibure. You can reinterpret his words when it comes to chaylev. Lo achalti shogig el amazin. I didn't eat meat, I only ate b'mezin. I need shogig. Aval nitmeis v'omar lo nitmeisi. But if somebody says, I didn't become tamei, to the aid that says he became tamei, so emalomakamas dibure. That's a little tougher to reinterpret his words. So maybe we wouldn't bend over backwards in that case to try to figure out what he means. Well, kamash bolan hacha, nami, wamati betumasi alavatavati. No, we kamash bolan, we reinterpret his words here too. You could say, I didn't become tamei means I'm not tamei right now. Good, so both reasons are still valid according to the Rabbanan. So tashma, vihisvada. The Rambam Mada, please. Vihisvada. So, vidui, the Gemara mentions, vihisvada, he's misvada on the karbanas. So, mode bidvarim chayiv, ein mode bidvarim pater. So what does vihisvada mean in this context? Right, if he admits, from the word vidui, as we know, part of the tshuva process, right, mode bidvarim, if he admits, then he is going to be chayiv, ein mode bidvarim, so then he is going to be putter. Amarle, we'll have to see what exactly that means. Amarle, edecha nitmeisu omer lo nitmeisi, putter. Yachol afilu shnayim, you might think even two. Shita b'kubet says, the shuva adds in, umachishan, adds in the vav. Even if there are two people and he contradicts them, you would still be putter. Amar meir, maybe yivilu de shnayim de misa chamura, lo yivilu de karmana kao. So again, the Remeir says the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Neman Adam Alasma Yosem Yayish. This sounds like the Rabbanan. A person is believed about himself. And therefore, even if against two, he would be Pater. So we have the first line of the Braisa, Mod Bidvarab Chayve, Mod Bidvarab Pater. Then we have the line about two, and we have Rabbi Meir, and we have Rabbi Yehuda. The Braisa continues and says, "Umodim chachamim l'Rabbi Yehuda b'chalavin u'be'bias mikdash, aval betumah l'modile." Adkan divrei Braisa. So now there's a chilek between the chachamim say they would agree pater when it comes to chaylev and bias mikdash, tumas mikdash, but not betumah. So what's tumah? We thought tumah was bias mikdash. So as Rashi is going to say, as the Gemara is going to say, but Rashi already lets us know, it means if they say that he ate kachim while holding kachim. So it's an issue of tumas maga and eating. Okay, but either way, we'll get to that. So b'mayaskidan, so what is the root of this brisa? What is the brisa talking about? Which case? Ilema bituma yeshana. Are we talking about a case of yesterday's tuma yeshana? So then, maishna chalavin ubias mikdash. So why do the rabbanan? It says the rabbanan would agree in the case of chalavin and bias mikdash. They would agree to Rabbi Meir in that case. But why? If it's tuma yeshana, maishna chalavin bias mikdash demodile dimratzal lomar meizav ayisi. They could have said, right, that's where the migu applies because it's yesterday's tuma. By Chaylev, he could have said, Meza Yisi, Tuma Yishana Nami, Mataris Diburi Dimratza Lomar, Lomati Batumasi Alva Latavalti. So what's the difference? Why should there be any Chilukim? If you have, Miguz, or you could reinterpret his words. Amar Ravina. So Ravina says, La Olam Bituma Yishana. Really, it's talking about Tuma Yishana. It is talking about, yesterday's Tuma, but you still don't have a Migu that works totally. Why? Ukagon to Amri le Edim, achalta kachim betumas aguf. Not only you walked in the base of Migdash while you were tame, you ate kachim betumas aguf. For who Omar Lahon? And the way, again, Rashi explains it, Rashi is printed in Amun Aleph on the bottom. Rashi says there's two elements here. There's the achilas truma, the achilas betuma, and the chiv kares for that, and the tuma of the karbanos also. Tumas aguf by touching the karbanos. V'hu amar lahon lo nitvesi. No, and he says to them, I didn't become tame. Dahacha lo mitaris dibure. Here, you can't fully use his words to explain. Deleka lemeimar lo amati betuma aval tavalti. My amar lahon tavalti v'yachalti. What, we're going to reinterpret his words to say that it doesn't mean he didn't become tame. It means that he became tame and he went to the mikvah. Ki amar lahon hachi, even when he says this, we'll go with our girsa, is kachesh la dibura kama mia batumas maga'o. That doesn't help for his tumas maga. What does that mean? What does that mean? Look at Rashi for a moment. We'll go with Rashi pshat. It's a little difficult to know what Rashi means, but we'll go with Rashi pshat. Rashi in the bottom, amar ravina. La olam ikat la'ikat yishana de lesle migu. It's Tumi Yeshana, which we said Alachor it should be have a migu, right? Because he said we reinterpreted that reinterpreted his words to say that it meant I went to the mikvah yesterday. But Rashi says Ukodamer lo nitveis esval va'achalta ayom kachim v'hainu tumas haguf umischayev eschatas v'omer lo nitveisi v'achashinu bein ba'achila bein b'negia to lo achav lo naga kachim b'tumah. That's what he seems to want to say, right? He didn't become Tamei, but now he's saying, I became Tamei, but I went to the mikvah. V'yihadar v'amar hashta lo nitmesi, deka amina lo amadti betumah, v'lo makavina lo miftar mikarban. Rashi says, when we reinterpret his words, we reinterpret that he's just going against the taina of the Eidim that he's chayiv a karban. I am not chayiv a karban, because I went to the mikvah, I'm not chayiv a karban. U'me'achila de'isba karban machish lehu. But the element of Tumas Maga, he is not contradicting the Edim. The question is, what's Rashi talking about? Why not? If he says, I went to the mikvah, so maybe he didn't touch the carbon until afterwards, and he was already Torah at that time. So it's Sarach Ian, the Achronim, the Chok Nasan, and others on the Mefarshim of Rashi wonder why exactly this should make a difference. If a person says he went to the mikvah and we're reinterpreting his words, why shouldn't that have an effect both for the karban and for the tumas maga? For some reason, we only limit the reinterpretation of his words to the claim of the Edim that say he's chayv a karban. But we wouldn't apply that. Maybe if you take a migu approach, maybe it's a legal koach hatayna could only apply to one claim and not another claim. Much more, because lamaisa logically should apply to both. But either way, that's how Rashi interprets the words, and the Achronim struggle to try to figure out why it should be limited. But what the Gemara is trying to do is to come up with a case of Tumi Yeshana that the migu wouldn't apply, right? And that's why the Rabbanim would argue in that case as well. Okay, that's the pshat of the Braisa. Amar of Nachman. Continuing, there's a discussion we could have of vidui. Maybe we'll just finish first. We'll see at the end once we talk about vidui and tshuva and the different pshatim of the shita of the Rambam. We'll leave that, but if we have time, we'll mention it a little bit later. Okay, but let's continue now. Amar Rav Nachman Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda, who said again in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda said a person is emun alatz v'yosem yayish. Versus believed, which is a connected to the Rabbanan, the Mefarshim, the Kesef Mishnah, Magen Mishnah discussed the relationship between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan Shita, the Rabbanan who we've had up until now that say, well, maybe it's based on Ne'emanis, maybe it's based on the Ne'emam Yosef Yaish, maybe it's based on Migo. Amar of Yosef Lo Amra Ela Beino Levein Atzmo Ula Atzmo, but his person is only believed to act in private and for himself. Why is this? There are two Eidim that say he's chayav a karban. And all of a sudden we're going to say, yeah, he's believed he's not chayav a karban. People are not going to take kachim so seriously. There's going to be a zilzul of kachim if two Eidim say and that he's not going to do it. So whatever you do, just do it in private. Whatever you do it in private. So Rashi says, right on the side, that, we don't want to be mezalzel in the karbanos, and therefore, it has to be done in private. Asi lezilzule betaharos. Is Rashi's Lashon, right here in Dibur Maschil, Lo Amar. Fine. Amar Reish Lakish, now Reish Lakish, the Gemara tells us three limitations when the Rameyer agrees to the Rabbanan. Remember, Rameyer Shita is, if two Eidim say I'm Chayv HaKarban, I'm Chayv HaKarban. Doesn't matter what I say, even if I contradict. Three cases where Rameyer agrees. Amar Reish Lakish. Moder Rameyer L'Chachamim, Shim Amru Lo Shnayim Ba'alta Shivcha Charufa, V'hu Amar Lo Ba'alti. If two Eidim say, that he was bola shivcha charufa, and he says no. Mehemen, even Rameir agrees that we would believe him. Why? Tibay amar lahon lo gamarti biasi. Remember, we learned yesterday shivcha charufa is only chayev by gamar bia because he says shivcha zera. The Edim have no idea. Tchilas bia gamar bia, right? By for bia, you just need the Edim saying kederach hamenafim, right? You just need them to the husband, the man, and the woman were in the position to complete a Maisabiyah, but they don't know. So here, they have no idea though. So because, he could say that, even a mayor would agree in this case. So what about the cases of the Mishnah? Rashi says, Migu de Masnisen lo amar. Right? Why wouldn't once a Rameir agrees to Migu, why isn't this a Migu? He could have said Meza. You see, the Edom also don't know that. So Rashi says, because that in the Mishnah would be Edom de Mesa Masma Rasha. Right? To say I did it b'mezid, Rameir is less comfortable with that. Here, he did a Maisabiyah. If he said he only did Tchias Biyat Sophia, that's better for him. That's why Rameir would agree in this case according to Rashi. Number one. Amar Avsheishes, Modi Rameir, the Chachamim, bin Nazir. The Rishash takes out the word next word, Tamei, in the case of a Nazir. Sharmal Oshtayim Nitmei, Suam Relo Nitmeisi. Two Edom say, he became Tamei. He said, I did not become Tamei, Potter. Why? Dibay Amar Nishalti on Nizri. He could say, he could be Shoal on his Naziris, and then there wouldn't be any Yisurim at all. So that's also Rameir would agree there. Amar Abaya, third. Modir Rameir, Lachachamim, Shim Amru Lo Shnayim, Yodea Ata Be'edus Ploni. To aid them say, you know testimony for so-and-so, and you swore that you didn't know testimony, and you lied, and you're chayv a carbon shvus ha'edus. That's what the aid them say. V'omer lo yadati. I didn't know edus. What are you talking about? Pater there too. Why? This is an unusual line. Do you figure out what it means? Di bayomar lonis kavanti le'edus. Because he could say, well, when I knew, I didn't have kavana to come to the best, didn't give testimony about it, and therefore, I am not chayev. Ask the Shinu Kubesas, ask all the Rishonim. I don't understand. If I know something, I'm only an aid if I had kavana to go to Beis Din. If somebody comes to me and says, you know that Ruben owes me $100. You have to come to Beis Din and I say, I swear I don't know. And I'm not going to be chayev if I didn't have kavana to be an aid. Of course I am. What's the difference? Ask the Shinu Kubesas, Lashon Tamua. De rove duyos lo bo kavana. De ain sarach lomar ateme da yelabo da v'chulu. So what's going on here? Tzarech Ian. So if you look in the Rabbeinu Gershom, it's printed like a 2 pages later, so the Rabbeinu Gershom is a few pages away. He said, no, it could mean, what the Gemara means is that I didn't have Kavana to be an aid, and therefore I didn't really focus on what was going on. But it's not that you need Kavana to be a shame aid. I didn't focus, so I'm not so sure. Not so sure what's going on. I didn't know. So the aid didn't see you there. But they don't know that if you didn't focus, so I'm not comfortable with the details. I'm not comfortable with the details. Maybe that's Pashup Shat, how you can interpret this line of the Gemara. Good. Achal chela v'chela b'lamachas v'cholu. Maskev law, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, if I ate 2 pieces of chela and 1 helav, I'm chayev 1. 2 different isurim, I'm chayev 2. But it could be mitzarif, the same isur. Maskev l'arab zera, amayin o'chayev alachadas achas. Why, if I eat 2 kizesim, I only chayev 1 karban, v'abez zese chela v'achal. Why am I only chayav one if I eat 2 kizesim of an iser? Amalei Abaya, halamus b'chalkos v'hacha halam echarudika. If you eat 3 kizesim in 1 time period, that's all one. It's all one avera. Only halamos. If you know in between, then it's b'chalik. Ika de makshi lehachi. Some have it the following way. Taima de halam achas. If you did it in 1 helam, you're chayav 1. Habeshte halamos chayav 2. If I ate a kizais of chaylev and then I remembered, and then I ate another kizais of chaylev, chayav 2. Amai shem chaylev echaru. Why should that be? It's all the same Avera. Amarle, Abaya, Halamas Machalkos. Time periods are Machalik. So it's two opposite Avaminas. Amazing. You should be Chayiv 1 even in 2 Alamos. You should be Chayiv 2 even in 1 Halam. Amazing. Acha, Chayiv Adam, Pigamanos, Machayiv, Vechulu. So we min Echad Chayiv Pshita. From 1 min, it's obvious that if you eat Pigol all in 1, you're Chayiv. So what's the Chiddush of saying if you eat 2, right, the 2 parts of 1 Isser, 2 half kazesim of 1 Isser, how do you know, what's the chiddush of its being mitzareif? Amreish lakas bishumbar tutini, koncha achlu bishne tamchuyin. The chiddush says if you ate it in 2 pots, that means it was prepared, half of it was boiled and half of it was roasted. The alibad Rabbi Yeshua da amr tamchuyin mechalkin. And like Rabbi Yeshua who says later on that if it's cooked in different ways, it's not mitzareif. Boiled chicken and roast chicken. You might have said that Rabbi Yeshua says it's shita across the board. Kamash malan to chayev. Kamash malan, if you ate a half a kezayis of roasted chaylev and half a kezayis of baked chaylev in the same halam, you're going to be chayev. I what do you mean? Tamchuyin muchlak? No. Alma lechumra, alma lekula lo amar. Rabbi Yeshua only says it's shita lechumra. Lechumra, to be machayev you more karbanos, but not to be makel, to say they're not going to be chayev. So that's one version of the Gemara. Ika da Amri, a totally opposite version. Al Seifa, Mishnei Mina Pater. If it's two Minim, so then it's not going to be Mitztarif. So, Pshita, obviously, it's two types. Amri Shlokas, Bishum, Bar, Tuti, Niko, Sha'ak, Lubish, Deitab, Chuyin. No, maybe what two Minim means here is to Tamchuyin. And it's according to Rabbi Yeshua, who would say, and Rabbi Yeshua would say, if you eat half a kazai is cooked, half a kazai is baked, you're not chayev, even if it's the same iser. I might have said Rabbi Yeshua is only lachomra. Kamash v'lam, beis minim pater, mayi beis minim, right? Mi min echadu. Really, it's one min. And in that case, Amma, lo shalakula, lo shalakumra, kamar, Rabbi Yoshua. So it's two, again, 2 days in the Gemara, whether Rabbi Yoshua is across the board or only lachumra. So if that's what the Seifa is talking about, so then the Reisha now is Pashit. That is one min, it's one tamchui, then obviously it's besarif to each other. Amaravina, kochahaisalo yediya bein tayim. What happens if you ate a half a kazayis of chalev, and then you realize you ate it? And then you forgot and you ate another half a kazayis of chalev. So, is two ha'alamos, or is that considered two even, if you only had chatzi shir on the two parts? That's a machlokas. V'yalibad Rebbe Gamliel, damar ein yediya lachatzi shir. Rebbe Gamliel says, it's not called a yediya if it's between two different insignificant acts by themselves. If I did something real, and then I knew about it, so then that first act is now separated from what comes afterwards. But if I didn't really do much, I did a chatzi shir, and then I found out about it, so that's not, the two halves aren't really so significant that you're going to have a chilek between them. And there Rabbi Gamliel says, ein yediya lachatzi shir. Ditznan, as we know from Masechta Shabbos, hakotiv sheyotis b'shei alamos, achas shachas v'achas arvis, I wrote two different letters. Is that mitztarif to the malacha of kotiv sheyotis, Rabbi Gamliel machayev? It's like one helam. The chacham and potrim, the chacham and pater, and this why, Rabbi Gamliel, sorry, ein yediya lachatzi shir. Rabbi Gamliel says this, it's not called yediya if it's in between two half shiurim. Maybe we'll talk more about the lumdus of that tomorrow. But Hashem, Rabban and Sabra, Yesh Yediyah Lachatzi Shir. But it's a Yesh Yediyah Lachatzi Shir, so that would be the same issue brought up here in our Mishnah. And that's the Chiddush, that our Mishnah says, even if there was a Yediyah Bein Tayim, and the Chiddush is, be according to Rabbi Gamliel, that it's still Mitztarif, even if you would know in between. Okay, let's just read the Mishnah, and then, again, the Mishnah we can spend hours on, but let's just read it. Kama Yisheh Ba'ochlin. So how long do you have when you eat for an Avera? And we know it for mitzvos. Kilo ochal klayos. However long it would take to eat enough of parched grain. Divir b'meir. Chom omrim ache yishe mitchila vatsov kedeh yachilas pras. Right, famous phrase. Kedeh yachilas pras. That's the case. That's how much you would need to be chayev. Does this go by the eating? Or, that's what Rav Rishonim say, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens that way. Your eating from beginning to end has to be enough to eat a certain amount of piece of the bread. So anywhere between 3 and 9 minutes is the what the poskim get into. There are some rishonim that say k'dichilas pras is a shear of the hefsik in between your eatings. As long as you eat normally without stopping, so then that's called k'dichilas pras. K'dichilas pras is a measure of the hefsikim in between. So we don't poskim that way. We poskim like the first few. We paskin that it goes by the eating from start to finish. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Ilchus Yom Kippur. Tuf Reish Yud Beis. Simon Tuf Reish Yud Beis Sif Yud. It includes both. Also, the other issue is, do you have different shiurim for different foods? That's the big issue about drinking tea and other unique types of foods. Just finishing up. Achal Ochal Tveim V'Shasal Mashka Tveim. Eating tamei liquids, which makes you tamei mid rabbanan. The rabbanan word goes there. We don't want you to have truma in your mouth when you take a drink and truma liquid when you're eating. It might become tamei in your mouth. So they said if you eat anything tamei, it makes you tamei. That'll make sure that you don't have truma in your mouth when you're eating and drinking tamei items. So what's the shear for that? Shasa revias yayin v'nichas lamikdash. That's daraisa. V'shasa b'chdei achilas pras. Chayef. Right, if you drank and then you went into the base of Mikdash and you stood that amount in the Mikdash, then you're going to be chayev. Rav Lazar Omer and Pasak Ba. If you took a break in between, Oem Nasan Bo Mayim Kol Shu Pater. If it was diluted wine at all, then it would be Pater. Again, the Gemara will talk about more details of the Shiurim. Okay, we'll stop here by the Gemara.